First Line Report. News and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent. Good morning. Under pressure, the president apparently has decided that a special prosecutor be named for the scandal cases. Details after this.
Sir, I'm taking a survey.
Terrific.
Have you heard of ITW?
Of course. Famous politician like FDR.
Yeah, but...
ITW was Irving T. Wortley. Ran against Millard Fillmore in 1850. Unfortunately, prior to the election, was carried off by a bear.
That explains why I never heard of him. But the ITW I had in mind is Illinois Toolworks.
Oh, yes, a well-known rock band out of East Peoria, as I recall.
No, ITW is a worldwide company with many divisions, such as Shakeproof that makes specialty fasteners, and Illinois Eclipse with metal-cutting tools for precision machinery. There's Fastex and Pactron.
That ITW, gadzooks, my uncle herbivore once took a job with them. Unfortunately, before he could report from work, he was carried off by a bear. Yes.
President Nixon is back in Florida after a weekend of seclusion in the Bahamas. He is reported to have looked weary and haggard. But aides point out that especially with this president, looks can be deceiving. Mr. Nixon sometimes looks weary and haggard, they say, when he isn't. So far as is known, Mr. Nixon had around him through the weekend three persons. Old pal Charles Beebe Rebozo, New York millionaire Robert Aplanap, who owns the island hideaway where the president stayed, and Paul Keyes, originator of the television program Laugh-In. Mrs. Nixon and other members of the family were not around. What the president was thinking and doing in those hours of secrecy, we do not know. He is widely believed to be feeling increasingly cornered by the continuing shocks of revelations and accusations about criminal acts, conspiracies, cover-ups, and lying in the highest echelons of trust. Another example is flashed across front pages this morning. The claim, remember, nothing on this has been proved, the serious claim that the present commandant of the United States Marine Corps, Robert Cushman, a member of the military joint chiefs, authorized use of CIA equipment and research for the burglary of a psychiatrist's office, a burglary allegedly planned and authorized in the White House to get information unobtainable by constitutional means for use against Pentagon Papers defendant Daniel Ellsberg. The allegation is that General Cushman authorized use of CIA equipment and research while he was serving as deputy director of the CIA in 1971. Cushman is a longtime friend of President Nixon. The Times story says the general gave the authorizations at the request of John Ehrlichman, one of the two White House aides closest to Mr. Nixon at the time. Neither Cushman nor Ehrlichman has been available for comment to CBS News. So many astounding revelations and accusations are coming so fast that, understandably, rank-and-file Americans are having a difficult time keeping them in perspective. For attorneys and others schooled in the law, however, regardless of political persuasion, allegations of the sort involving General Cushman and the CIA and White House officials at the highest levels with alleged violations of a court defendant's constitutional rights are viewed with utmost seriousness. And President Nixon, an attorney himself, lest we forget, knows the seriousness and the potential for harm to his reputation and continuance in office if such allegations can be proved. It is against this backdrop that even staunchly pro-Nixon Republican senators are pressuring for appointment of a completely independent government prosecutor. Up to now, the president has resisted such appointment for reasons known only unto himself. So far, he has insisted upon keeping the prosecution all in the family, so to speak. But now, faced with direct and increasing Senate pressure, he apparently has given Attorney General Designate Elliot Richardson the green light to move, to announce at least the intention to select an outside prosecutor. That, in turn, though, raises the question, is the outside prosecutor to be genuinely an outsider, or is it to be some longtime friend of Richardson's? One Nixon friend and supporter after another has been saying that the president's best chance for survival, perhaps his only one, is to level with the American people, no matter how bitter the truth, and to end even the appearance, the last even possible hint, of a cover-up. Now, please, this message.
It's working.
The more he needs his new underarm deodorant, the more it works. It's working.
Body Oil. It starts you out dry, and its powdery spray helps keep you dry.
It's working.
And Body Oil is moisture activated, so extra deodorant protection is released at even the slightest hint of wetness.
It's working. It's working.
Body Oil. The underarm deodorant that works. On any part of any body. Body Oil.
It's working!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the local hotshot 24-hour service station where Morton Kuferman has been waiting for the last 2 hours.
Where's the mechanic now?
To have his carburetor repaired for the third time this week.
Hey, not the transmission, fella. The carburetor.
Now, Morton is having one of those memorable upset stomachs.
Oh, please don't my thigh.
Poor Morton, he forgot to put the Alka-Seltzer into his glove compartment, and now he really needs it. We repeat, do not find yourself in the position of Morton Kuferman.
Dan Rather on First Line Report from CBS News.